We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
I don't want to spend a whole lot more time talking about what happened in that second to last segment where I'm having a conversation with Tom and Homa about the effect of Trump's immigration policies on the U.S. labor workforce. And we somehow get into a situation where he's asking me about a group of American retirees getting deported from Mexico. And I said, I'm not familiar with that story. And then suddenly he's attacking the station saying, oh, well, you should have covered that story. And I'm saying, well, I'm sure if it was worth covering, we would have covered it. I've spent the last 15 minutes trying to find out what the hell he's talking about. The closest thing I can find to a story that has anything to do with that is more than 10 years old. It's from the Washington Post, 2014, talking about Mexico has its own immigration problem, American retirees. It's also true in the research that I've done in the last couple minutes, Mexico does not deport Americans as a matter of official policy. There's a lot of other things they would do first. They would fine them or levy some other sort of punishment, but they're not going to just start deporting Americans to America because they overstayed their visas or something. That's not Mexico's official policy. I can find no other article, post, video, anything that sounds like what Tom was trying to get me to understand. So, Tom, if you're still listening, you want to send a text message that says, hey, this is Tom. Here's a link to the thing I was talking about. Please do so. Because if you want to reach for an example like that to help support your argument, and I'm not familiar with it, like I said, it is your job to help me understand your point. Tom's a smart guy. I know Tom. We've heard from Tom on this program many times. I've been answering the phone here for 19 years. You think I haven't heard from people like that? I have. I think Tom's a smart guy, but that's a poor way to communicate. To say, oh, what about this other thing? Oh, you don't know what I'm talking about? Well, now I'm going to yank the entire conversation away to talk about how you don't know what you're talking about. But I can't explain why it's relevant to the conversation we're having. It's a weird way to go about it. Here's a text message that said, here's a yes or no question. Before they opened the border and flooded the country with illegals, wasn't the country doing just fine? Did you hear one person say, we need some more illegals to pick our crops or work our marijuana farms? Nope. I've never heard it one time. Now, all y'all do is talk about the poor illegals that's being deported that poured over into our country by the millions, and they got set up in high-dollar hotels, free credit cards, cell phones, food that's costing this country billions of dollars. So you really think they're worth it? Hell no. Thanks for this text. I'll say this. People absolutely complained about illegal immigration before the Biden era. It's been a problem for a long time. I think it's also important to note that a lot of the people that are getting deported now are not people that just crossed the border illegally in the last 6 or 8 years, but are people who have been here for a long time, since they were children, many decades perhaps. Those are the people that those are the stories that I'm trying to highlight with this conversation today. I don't have any. I'm not losing any sleep over somebody who crossed the border from, you know, Guatemala into Mexico and then Mexico into Texas 10 months ago. You know, good luck to you. I'm talking about people that have been living here for decades, contributing to society. Yes, paying taxes, starting businesses, raising families. I'm concerned about those people, and there are enough of those people being deported. It's warping the economy. That's what this conversation is about. Here's a text that says, deportation in Mexico is probably not as important to them as there are more of them coming here illegally than us going there illegally. You highlighted that by your kid breaking their ankle example. Yeah, Tom seemed to suggest that WWL should cover every single story that around the globe, Mexico, that has anything to do with anything. No, we can't do that. Part of why the media exists is to, you know, judge the most important stories to the front so that you learn the most important stuff. I don't think anyone in Louisiana is losing sleep over the possibility that a couple dozen retirees overstayed their visas in Mexico and then were asked to come home, if indeed that's what happened. Like I said, I spent the last 15 minutes Googling the story that Tom was talking about, and I couldn't find it. And I'm no Johnny come lately at Google. I know how to do this. Here's a text that says, the immigration policies, quote, are 1,000% affecting the workforce. I'm a commercial lawn care business, and I'm suffering. Sorry for your troubles. Here's a text that says, there's a whole workforce in Louisiana that's being screwed over by employers hiring immigrants for cheaper wages. We could probably man those construction jobs just from our state. Plenty of capable fitters and welders and civil workmen in this area looking for work. That Calcasieu Cable Stayed Bridge that's about to start construction, for example, is being built by a company in Spain designed by the Calcasieu Bridge Partners. The funding needs to be pulled from that Spanish company immediately. I'm with you. I don't think there's any reason to think that, you know, U.S. born Louisiana citizens can't do those construction jobs, diesel fitters and welders and workmen like that. But if it's true that there are enough migrant workers on those job sites and all those people get deported and disappeared, then suddenly that project, the financials kind of stop working and they stop work, then all those Louisiana workers, those U.S.-born Louisiana welders and fitters, they have to go home. That's my point. That's the conversation that we're having today. And I would hope that everybody would, you know, understand. This is not just about the plight of the migrant worker, although I think that is important to highlight. This is about the way that these policies are warping the U.S. economy in ways that are harmful to U.S.-born people. U.S.-born citizens, U.S.-born employees of these companies that have an outsized percentage of migrant workers. Say it again and again and again. Agriculture, janitorial services, home care. Not all of it is unskilled labor. It's not all picking strawberries. A lot of it is really important work. And I'm not saying that immigrants only go into low-paying jobs. Of course not. But it is also true that low-paying jobs have an outsized number of immigrant workers. I don't think that's controversial to say. And I'll leave you with this. Here's a text that says, this guy, speaking about my guest last hour, is full of BS. They are criminals because they came here illegally, whether they wanted to get a job or not. There is a process to come here legally, so all they have to do is go back where they came from and then come here and apply legally. You broke the law when you came here, so you're a criminal. The parolee program that my guest was talking about, CHNV, which stands for Cuba, Honduras, Nicaragua, Venezuela, and these other programs, those count as a legal approach. Like if the person comes to the United States government and says, hey, I'm not a United States born citizen. I didn't go through the very long, you know, decade long immigration process, but I'm here already and I would like to work. And employers are looking for people to take jobs from that pool of migrants. in my view, they are here legally. They're not undocumented. We know who they are. We know where they live. We know where they work. So if in 2004 you go to the federal government and say, hey, I came over here as a child. I don't have, a social security number. I don't have U.S. Citizenship, but I want to do things right the way. I'm already here. And the United States government says, okay, cool. Here's this temporary protected status program. And we're going to keep tabs on you while you go through all the paperwork. And then 10 years later, we shut down that program. I don't think that's fair. But that's just me. Let's go to Chuck in Gonzales. Chuck, you're on the air. Good afternoon. Chuck, I don't know if you can hear me, but we cannot hear you. Let's try Jeff in Mandeville. Jeff, good afternoon to you, sir.
Chuck, Roebuck, banana.
Oh, no, that's Chuck. Wait, no, that's Jeff. Well, now we don't know what the hell's going on.
Yeah, he was about to say something naughty.
I thought so,
yeah,
too.
So I had to, I saw where he was going with that, and I kind of...
I thought so, too. Well, Jeff in Mandeville, I was looking forward to talking to you if you're not going to finish your little nursery rhyme.
But there is an actual guy named Chuck B that wants to talk to you.
Oh, we know Chuck B. Okay, let's go to Chuck B. Never a dull moment here, man.
I'm like, wait, I'm not doing a nursery rhyme. I wasn't the one. No, listen, it's an interesting conversation. And there's so many things to talk about regarding where our country is right now. Right now, there is no process to become an American citizen because of everything, things being shut down,
right.
Workers being disengaged. So there's no process. And it seems like the only vision is to get rid of brown people, foreign people. But it's interesting, if you happen to be, a Nordic-type person or a Scandinavian, then it seems like you're okay. There's an air of, I apologize, man, because I really, normally I have my words together.
Take
but
your
there's
time.
So much, so many levels on this. But someone said a long time ago, a rising tide floats all boats. And the way you fix a country is you make sure that everyone on the bottom has an equal opportunity to access and equity. And people use that word like it's a dirty word.
Yeah.
The reason why God bless his soul, Jimmy Carter was putting things in place during his administration was because usually the status quo does not give access to opportunity to people on the bottom or people who are not in their cliques or people who are not in their wealth categories. It's to keep the bottom people at the bottom so they can do all your menial managerial stuff and you are the only person at the top of the hill who gets to live in your lavishness amongst your peers. So now we're in this oligarch kind of creation and maintaining society, and everyone else has to be peasants. It's a sad thing that the representation that we're supposed to have in Washington no longer represents the people. They're there to do the will of the king,
yeah,
as opposed to being there to fight and bring balance to our democracy. When you give access and opportunity to people on the bottom to earn a living wage, to be able to get, to get skills and job training, an opportunity to go to, quality schools and the whole nine, you create a stronger wealth system and the people at the top are still at the top. Because now the people on the bottom are dependent upon you. So you still get to save and keep your money. They're able to make their own and have a lot more dignity about doing it. So, there's so many different conversations to have on the same topic in terms of where we are. But at the end of the day, it's about how are we treating each other as human beings as Christ would have us to do unto the least of these,
mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
which is what we do unto him. If we're able to just get that part right, we'll do so much better as a human race, as a country. I'm not a black man or a white man. I'm a human being. We're all humans. And if we're willing to give a little of what we have to those who don't, there's enough opportunity to equity and access to having something that would be sustainable to all.
You got it. Chuck, we got to pause you there, but you said a mouthful. I would like to just use your comments to kind of end that conversation for today, and we're going to move on. We can pick it up again tomorrow, but I would like to turn my attention to my next guest, Dr. Catherine Laughlin. We're going to talk a little bit about the dangers of civic ignorance. If you want to respond to anything you've heard so far today, we will have time to talk to you after that interview is over. Give me a call right now, 504-260-1870, or shoot me a text. I'll try and cram that in before I hand it off to Sports Talk at 4 o'clock. I'm Ian Hoken for Scoot on WWL. Here's traffic with Courtney VIP.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature, whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to or the succulents that adorn our homes. Nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Street Easy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House of the Home Theater sounds appealing. But that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, Street Easy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
I'm really excited about this conversation. This has been a long time coming. And let me lead you in with this. At a lecture at the University of New Hampshire in 2012, former United States Supreme Court Justice David Souter, he was asked by a person in the audience what he thought the appropriate role and responsibility of our schools is to not only educate our kids, but produce civically engaged students. And here is what David Souter had to say in response.
The reason I said that I think it is the most significant problem that we've got is that I think some of the aspects of current American government that people on both sides find frustrating are in part a function of the inability of people to understand how government can and should function. It is a product of civic ignorance. I don't worry about our losing Republican government in the United States because I'm afraid of a foreign invasion. I don't worry about it because I think there is going to be a coup by the military, as has happened in some other places. What I worry about is that when problems are not addressed, people will not know who is responsible. And when the problems get bad enough, as they might do, for example, with another serious terrorist attack, as they might do with another financial meltdown, some one person will come forward and say, give me total power and I will solve this problem. That is how the Roman Republic fell. Augustus became emperor not because he arrested the Roman Senate. He became emperor because he promised that he would solve problems that were not being solved. If we know who is responsible, I have enough faith in the American people to demand performance from those responsible. If we don't know, we will stay away from the polls. We will not demand it. And the day will come when somebody will come forward and we and the government will in effect say, take the ball and run with it. Do what you have to do. That is the way democracy dies. And if something is not done to improve the level of civic knowledge, that is what you should worry about at night. So, to end where I began, the support of civic education in the United States, including in this state, is a public problem and a public responsibility which is second to none.
My guest this hour is Dr. Catherine Laughlin, who's an internationally award-winning city consultant and founder of an outfit called the City Doctor Productions. She is credited as a pioneer in place science, which is the characteristics of a city that make people love living there. Doctor, as much as I would love to talk to you about place science, we'll have to save that mostly for another day. I want to talk to you about the dangers of civic ignorance. If we can just start here, how well do you think Americans today understand the basic principles of democracy as envisioned by the founding fathers?
Well, I have to say, first of all, thank you for having me on.
Yes, ma'am.
I think that we are still in a situation where I think some recent polling shows that we're still around two-thirds of our country cannot name the three branches of government. So I believe that we are still in a bad way about as far as people understanding their role and what a republic or a democracy even means. But I do think that we also have some room to grow in a lot of sectors, just not the schools.
And when we talk about civic ignorance, we're talking about something deeper than, you know, for example, how many branches of government are there or, you know, how a bill becomes law. I think we're talking about our own role, the power that was granted to us
by
the founding fathers. Talk about how that affects, you know, how our government works or doesn't work.
Well, I think it's something even more tragic in that, you know, I do study cities and how people interact with their cities. And I don't think the only problem is the education of knowing how to get involved, but it's the apathy of feeling like your involvement won't matter. And unfortunately, I mean, people like me who have studied civic engagement since for 30 some years, I can say that the apathy component is growing. And unfortunately, it's growing by experience. People are attempting to engage. We are attempting to make it easier for them to engage. And yet when they engage, they don't necessarily see their efforts produced in the outcome. And I mean that in little and big ways. I mean, elections are elections. We majority rules. But then even in little things like planning for your community's future, sitting in on you know, city council meetings and trying to have a sway in policy around development or education or any of the other topics that do keep people up at night, they are engaging, but yet they're not seeing any fruits of their labor. And so they are hard pressed to come back to that table again.
Mm-hmm. What do you think the role social media has played? How has that made civic ignorance worse by, you know, just flooding the zone with these algorithms that reward outrage and misinformation instead of, you know, real human-to-human connection and learning?
Yeah, you know, I have to say, I have a daughter who just graduated from the public school system here in North Carolina, and I was delighted that she was required to take some coursework in media literacy
That's great. Oh, I've been preaching that for a long time, Doctor. I'm sorry to interrupt you, but I'm very enthusiastic about that. Say more, please.
Me too. I think that, you know, on top of the emotions behind does my engagement matter is the ability to be a good consumer of information and knowing what to look towards and what to ignore. And I think kids today are on the front lines of that in more ways than one. So really including this idea of media literacy at an early age, and I'm talking, you know, the research is pretty clear around civic engagement that the values around civic engagement are instilled by middle school.
Wow.
So once that happens, it's hard to get them to come around to see their role in our society. So collaborating with media literacy as early as middle school really makes a big difference in protecting and educating our kids for that next step.
I love it. I wish that every public school had a curricula that included, you know, the stuff they're all, you know, reading, writing, and arithmetic. Maybe there's time for PE. Hopefully there's time for the arts. But by God, you know, for a long time in this country, we did pretty good with, hey, here's your civics class. You know, if we can get back to that and then tack media literacy on top of that, and frankly, you know, join some of the other countries in the industrialized worlds that are routinely scoring higher on standardized tests than American students. I think about, you know, Finland in particular. Finland, you know, it's a tiny country. They got a little bit different set of resources and challenges than we do, but they force their kids to take media literacy and civics classes. And as a result, their kids are not just, you know, proficient in arithmetic and reading, but they're better citizens. We need that in this country.
Well, I think that's true. I have to agree with you. I think that, you know, one of the things we got rid of in my neck of the woods was learning cursive. And there was a lot of upheaval about we're not teaching children cursive anymore. Mm-hmm. But I think some of this is you've got to look at the environment. We have to evolve as a society. And what are the new things that are bombarding us? Unfortunately, as much as I love letter writing as the next person, it's not really what we're doing anymore. But what we are doing is being bombarded with social media. So we do have to sort of, you know, adapt or die, if you will, as far as helping our kids be prepared for what is truly out there in today's world. And so if that means we lose cursive, you know, I hate it, but I will take it over media literacy opportunity.
How do we teach civic understanding? How do we fight civic ignorance, I guess, put another way? How do we do that in a way outside of classrooms, in a way that feels kind of like cool and empowering and sexy rather than wonky or even worse, preachy? You know, educated adults might hear this conversation and think, well, I got mine. I don't, you know, I'm fine. I don't need to be educated about how to be a good citizen. But, you know, maybe they do. What do we do about that?
You know, I think it's fair. And also, how do we make it not boring? I think, you know, there are a lot of things that are happening today when you look at even the success of Hamilton, the Broadway show, to sort of present history in a different way. It's one of the things I do a lot of because I call it hiding the broccoli, because in civics, because you have to find ways to engage people around all of us. In those things. And I think that there are a couple of organizations and national organizations and really community groups that work pretty hard at this, both in the schools and in the communities. The Daughters of the American Revolution actually celebrate Constitution Week, and they go into the schools and they provide the curricula and they provide all the information to overwhelm teachers, you know, so that they can get this information to the kids. There's also things like kids voting, which allows as early as middle school, like I said, for kids to have these ballot boxes set up at their school where they learn about that whole process and then they go vote with their parents. I do have to say, though, I'm one of these moms that say, you know, the school's job is not to raise your child. And I think we as parents have to do a good job in instilling that civic value in our kids and learning how to engage beyond voting, Like, what are the smart ways to engage in our society? And unfortunately, I think a lot of us parents are on that leading generation that maybe did not get that civics education. Mm-hmm. So we have a bit of the blind leading the blind here. And that's why these programs that include the parents, and you do it with your kid, you go voting with your kid, or you go to the town council meeting with your kid. But there are so many ways to engage. The last thing I will say is parents have to, and this is difficult, I have been there, let their children get information and let them make their own choices. Like, I live in North Carolina, and so pretty much when you're born, your parents will tell you whether you like Chapel Hill, NC State, or Duke. I mean, that's it. You don't get any choices about who you cheer for or whatever. It's serious business around here. And so we have to be allowing of our children to make their own choices and not push our views on them, but to let them decide through education and through getting information. So it's a complicated, many-faceted issue, but it's just not that complicated. And that, you know, I agree with what we've been talking about all along in the clip that you shared. The republic, you know, Benjamin Franklin said, we've created a republic if you can keep it. Mm-hmm. And that's really what we're up against right now. And it is going to be very easy for someone to step in and say, you know, pat you on your little head and say, don't worry, I'll take care of it. And that's that, you know, and I'm pretty sure that's not what was intended for our country when it was founded.
I don't think so either. Doctor, I'd like to keep you about another 10 minutes if I can, just get a commercial break out of the way. And when we come back, we'll talk a little bit about the future and how it might look if you and I get what we want. How's that?
Sounds good.
That sounds great, right? Okay, my guest is Dr. Catherine Laughlin, a.k.a. The City Doctor. An internationally award-winning city consultant and founder. You can't have a good city without good civics, and that's what we're talking about here today on WWL. We'll be right back after this. Stick around.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature, whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to or the succulents that adorn our homes. Nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
When New Yorkers buy a place with StreetEasy, they have the local expertise they need to stay in the city. When they buy outside the city, they have regrets.
The only way to fix this place would be to move it back to Brooklyn.
When it's time to buy, let StreetEasy connect you with the agent you need to never leave. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Just about 14 minutes left to program here on WWL. My guest is Dr. Catherine Laughlin, the City Doctor. Doctor, thanks for sticking around. So you and I spoke in the last segment about how great it would be if kids, as a matter of, you know, education curriculum, coast to coast, got civic education classes. They got media literacy classes. They learned in school how to participate in council meetings and do participatory budgeting and citizen assemblies and things like that. If you and I were in charge of education today and we put those policies into place and made those curricula happen, what do you think the country might look like in 10 or 20 years when those kids start graduating?
Well, I think what you would end up seeing is a whole new generation that has fallen back in love with their country. I think one of the things about civic engagement is that you don't just engage when you're happy with things. Mm-hmm. Civic engagement is not related to love of country. Sometimes you get involved when you're unhappy. And that's really what it's supposed to be about. And so your involvement means a change for the future. And I think if we have a generation of children who have had experience and life skills in civics, and I mean life skills, like you said, it's not just about the three branches of government. It's about how do you make your voice heard effectively? And then how do you handle it when policies still don't go your way, or when they do go your way, and then you have to be part of making it happen, you know? So what is that new look of civic engagement in the future? I think one of the things we'll find is people who are a lot more emotionally invested in the outcomes of our country. And when we as humans are emotionally invested, we are capable of unbelievable things. And I think our country could only benefit from it, even if it doesn't always go your way.
Yeah, I'd love to hear you talk about emotional investment. I think usually in the context of, you know, when we're talking about politics and how things work and don't work, we talk about emotional investment. The only emotion we're ever really talking about is anger and bitterness and resentment. But the emotional investment that you're laying out for us here is something more like pride and connectivity and right. joy, you know, it's something that would look more familiar to the way that we think about America, you know, 50 years ago when it was all white picket fences and everybody got along and the Soviets were a problem over there. But everybody over here was very proud of the country. A lot of, you know, Clarence Darrow and To Kill a Mockingbird kind of stories like that.
Yeah.
What do you think is the single most important thing that each of us can do today to fight civic ignorance and strengthen our democracy? Not like it's too big of a lift. What can we do?
I think the first thing we can do, especially if we have children or grandchildren in our lives, is be a wonderful example. I think that, you know, the only thing we can control in this life is ourselves mm-hmm. and the way that we behave and the way that we demonstrate to others our values and what we think is important. So if there was one thing, I would say, you know, what are you doing yourself as an engaged person to make sure to fight against civic ignorance and to be involved in the way that sees fit? And number two, how can you bring those around you with you on that journey? And even if, again, they disagree, you know, how can we be the best example for children? Because let's face it, changing policies, getting the schools to do what we want, getting the world to do what we want is an impossible climb. And it's certainly not as quick as changing ourselves and then being that example for others.
Wow. I love it. This is a great conversation, Doctor. And I really do want to have you back sometime to talk about cities. You know, I'm very much a fan of, you know, new urbanism and smart design and mass transit.
Yep.
And I would love somebody to just kind of dork out about that stuff on the air with. my father was a city planner for 40 years growing up. So it's an issue that's close to my heart. And, you know, here in New Orleans, you know, we're constantly having to kind of reinvent ourselves. We're a city on the edge of the end of the world, and it's a place that people love. And we need to make sure that we protect it. And we really do want to have you back on sometime to talk about that. But for now, we better let you go. Again, my guest is Dr. Catherine Laughlin, the city doctor. Doctor, how can people follow your work if they want to learn more?
Oh, if you want to learn more, you can find me on Facebook at Dr. Catherine Laughlin. You can also find me at the City Doctor Productions, where we bring local history to life in your town through productions and events and make you feel connected to your place.
What kind of productions?
Usually historical reenactments. We also do historical fiction, murder, mysteries. We do gaming events where we base it on history, a lot of bootlegging parties.
Oh, my God.
Everything in between.
My glasses are fogging up, Doctor. This is crazy. It's getting hot in here. Holy smokes. Historical reenactments. Oh, my God. I'm a member of a theater company that does immersive historical plays. We call it the Reconstruction Cycle. Yeah, it's super cool and fun, and it really... There's just nothing better than live theater about a place where people live to help them kind of connect to, oh my God, this is what it was like 200 years ago. And then they look around them today and they look at the world in a totally different way. So
they do. And the last thing I'll say is my research is bearing out pretty clearly that nothing makes people fall in love and feel engaged and attached to a community than a well-done, creative, fun local history production. It works better than millions of dollars that you invest in a public art campaign or anything else. Those are important, but the biggest bang for your buck is local history.
I know there are a lot of city council people and other city leaders, people who are running for mayor in October, that listen to this station. Take a note, folks. Dr. Catherine Laughlin, the city doctor, get this woman down here. Let's make some magic. Doctor, thank you so much. It was a great conversation. The audience is responding very positively on my text line here.
Wonderful.
So time well spent. Thank you so much. Have a great week.
I love to come back when you're ready. Thank you so much for having me.
You're at the top of the list, Doc. Take good care. All right. Okay. When we come back, I'll just round off a couple things. I do want to detail for you some more things we'll be talking about tomorrow. I think tomorrow's going to be a great show, but I'm a little bit backed up here. Let's make room for another traffic update with Catherine VIP. I may have time to read another text or so. What did I say? Catherine VIP. Courtney VIP, the traffic doctor, is up next. I mean, okay, for Scoot on WWL. Here's a text message that says, have you done a show yet, or are you scheduling a show about the governor canceling our wetlands restoration project? Thanks. When I learned I was going to be hosting solo this week, I put that at the top of the list of things I wanted to talk about, but I haven't found anybody who wants to talk to me about it. So I'm going to redouble my efforts tonight and tomorrow morning and see if I can get someone on to help me explain why Governor Landry canceled, you know, the kind of last best chance that we have at saving our coastline and saving our state from certain doom. We'll see if we can get somebody on to talk about that with me. I want to thank Coleman, Scoot, Diane, Dan, Chris, and Courtney VIP, a.k.a. the traffic doctor. I think that sounds pretty cool. I hope it sticks. And I want to thank you for listening. I thank you for all your text messages and phone calls. I don't have a hell of a lot else going on tomorrow. I think I'll just leave it up. Let's just you and me talk. What do you say? It'll be kind of like a free-for-all Friday, but it'll be like a Thursday, and we'll have a good time. I hope you're staying safe. Stay out of the rain. Turn around. Don't drown. Talk to you tomorrow.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
StreetEasy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House of the Home Theater sounds appealing. But that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, StreetEasy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Your true crime podcast keeps listeners on the edge of their seats. But here's the real mystery. Why isn't it making more money?
Odyssey Creator Lab is here to solve that. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on the suspense while our sales team brings in advertisers and revenue. Stop leaving money on the table. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and turn your passion for true crime into real revenue.